This week on Real Estate Today, we've got a very special show for you all about the closing. We're sitting down at the settlement table, buyers and sellers alike, looking at what happens, why it happens, and how to keep that deal on track. And that last part's important because even a little mistake can mean the closing might be delayed. Or if it's a big mistake, of course, the deal might just come to a crashing halt and everybody's back to square one. How do you avoid that? Well, let's talk to a pro, an expert who presided over hundreds of closings. Joining us now is Elizabeth Daniel, the Regional Operations Manager for Continental Title Company in Overland Park, Kansas. She's a veteran of the land title industry with more than 19 years of experience. Elizabeth, welcome to Real Estate Today. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. Let's help all of our listeners who are headed to the closing table just kind of sail through this process and help them avoid mistakes that can slow down or cancel that settlement. So what is the number one mistake that either buyers or sellers make on closing day?
You know, I think the number one mistake on the buyers would be that they do not get the lender what they need. Any of the documentation that the lender needs up front, just sometimes they don't feel the urgency in what the lender needs, and so there's sometimes a delay, which can delay the closing.
Now, specifically about sellers, sometimes it's kind of a cloud on the title. It means somebody else is on the deed or there's a lien against the property. Explain what it means to have a cloud on the title, how it might delay the closing, and how you fix that.
A cloud is anything that prevents us from being able to close and ensure the lender that the title is free and clear of all issues. Certain clouds could be just as simple as a mortgage that needs to be paid off, but as difficult as child support or divorce or state or federal tax liens.
Sometimes there's something that's just not been filed somewhere, sometimes on second mortgages, equity loans, you know, things of that nature where people have paid it off, but for some reason it never got filed.
Those are always fun. And those are the ones, usually it's not even the seller that's trying to sell the home. Sometimes it's the prior seller. So when the seller that's trying to sell the home now, the person that they bought it from, their home equity line never got released off of title. And then we've got to, as the title company, we've got to do some research and find out, you know, where's that seller now? How do we get it released? Was the home equity line ever closed so that we can get it released? And that's definitely a tough one to get.
All right, let's talk about the buyer. Let's say the loan package gets delayed and the poor buyer is just stuck because the mortgage money isn't funded. Is there a solution that can help a buyer with that kind of delay?
Yeah, you know, I think the best thing, and really for everybody involved, is just communicating. And that's with the realtor and the lender. And so even before the closing happens, if that buyer would just call the lender and say, hey, is everything good? Do I have everything that you need before I go into closing? A lot of times that could alleviate something that could prevent funding at closing, just to make sure that everything's in and that there's no glitches so that funding doesn't get stalled out at closing.
So generally, closings are scheduled well in advance. They're agreed to by all parties. Everybody can be there. Still, there could be a case where either the buyer or seller is out of town on the day of closing. Something happens at the last minute. What happens then?
You know, that's actually not too big of a problem. You know, we can always work with other title companies wherever that buyer or seller may be, and we can schedule with them to go into another title company and sign. Or, you know, we always have the option of a mobile notary if they're not in an area that's convenient with another title company. So everything's always an option.
That's great. Yeah, the mobile notary is something that's amazing. I've done that while I was on vacation. It's incredible convenience. Lenders are often known for making last-minute requests before finalizing a loan. What are some typical last-minute requests that could hang up a closing and cause delay? And again, give our audience the best solution to that.
You know, the one that we see probably the most has to do with repairs. If a repair isn't done and the lender is requiring that that repair had to be completed before closing, that's going to delay. And if that's the case, then, you know, a final inspection might have to be done. So really the best solution to all of that is to make sure that everyone is aware what repairs need to be done, that they get done before closing. And that communication, again, so key that you let the lender know that it's done and so they can get that final inspection out there so it doesn't delay closing.
Of course, many realtors have been to closings in which a problem comes up and the title attorney, such as yourself, fix them right there at the settlement table. But with the new rules coming August 1st, fixing a mistake at the closing table is not going to be possible. Everybody's going to have to wait 3 days to try again. Are you and other settlement attorneys ready for this? Are you looking forward to it or dreading it?
I'm not worried about it. I'm going to make sure that our closers are fully prepared. I think that it's wonderful that the form, the closing disclosure, right on the very front tells that consumer how much their loan amount is, what their interest rate is, what their payment is, because that's what they want to know right at the very beginning. And the current HUD-1 that we work off right now doesn't give them any of that information. They have to wait until we get to the loan package. So I think it gives them all the information that they need right up front. And in this case, the closing disclosure is going to be given to them 3 days in advance. So there's no more waiting at closing and seeing it for the first time either.
Elizabeth Daniel, Regional Operations Manager for Continental Title Company, Overland Park, Kansas. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week in Real Estate Today.
You are welcome. Thanks again.